Please stand by. We're about to begin. Good day, everyone. Welcome to the Leapfrog Group Spring 2019 Hospital Safety Grade Town Hall. Today's call is being recorded. At this time, I'd like to turn the conference over to Ms. Missy Danforth. Please go ahead, ma'am.
Thanks so much. Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to the Spring 2019 Leapfrog Hospital Safety Grade Town Hall call. We will talk in a few minutes about why we're talking so late this year. As many of you know, we were a little bit delayed so that we could get the most recent CMS data, and I'm going to share some details about that with you shortly. So today we're going to go over the hospital safety grade. I'm going to review some measure highlights, a scoring overview, details of the courtesy safety grade review period. We're going to talk about public reporting, important dates, and then, as always, we will open the lines at the end for probably about a 20-minute live question and answer session. So first, in case you're new to Leapfrog or new to the Leapfrog Hospital Safety Grade, let me take a minute to remind everyone that the safety grade is an A, B, C, D, or F letter grade reflecting how safe hospitals are for patients. The Leapfrog Hospital Safety Grade launched in June 2012. The grade is issued 2 times per year, typically in April and October, and this spring will be the 15th release. More information is available on our website at www.hospitalsafetygrade.org. So who is eligible to receive a hospital safety grade? Only general acute care hospitals with enough publicly reported data. Hospitals missing measure scores for more than 7 process measures or more than 5 outcome measures cannot receive a grade. The Leapfrog Group is not able to calculate a hospital safety grade for certain types of hospitals due to missing data. Critical access hospitals, PPS exempt hospitals, VA hospitals, Indian Health Services hospitals, and specialty hospitals. But typically, for each round, we grade a little more than 2,600 hospitals across the country. In order for a measure to be included in the Leapfrog Hospital Safety Grade, it has to meet certain criteria that's been determined by Leapfrog's National Expert Panel. The measures have to be publicly reported from national data sources reflecting individual hospital results. To date, Leapfrog has utilized 4 different data sources that meet that criteria. Leapfrog's own hospital survey results, data sets from the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, data from the American Hospital Association's annual survey and IT supplement, and some data from the Maryland Healthcare Commission for hospitals in Maryland only. Measures are endorsed or in use by a national measurement entity, and measures have to be linked to patient safety. And Leapfrog's national expert panel has defined patient safety specifically to mean freedom from harm. So that means that all of the measures in the safety grade either directly quantify patient safety events, assess processes that lead to better outcomes, or have been identified by experts as important to patient safety. And so the safety grade is a much more narrow set of measures than our annual hospital survey. And this is intentional. The grade this spring includes 13 process and structural measures and 15 outcome measures. The 13 process and structural measures include CPOE and BCMA, so both measures of technology and its use to prevent or reduce medication errors, ICU physician staffing, 5 National Quality Forum endorsed safe practices, and 5 patient experience domains of care, including nurse communication, doctor communication, staff responsiveness, communication about medicines, and discharge information. These are the same 13 measures that were used in the fall 2018 hospital safety grade. Next are the 15 outcome measures, and they include 3 hospital-acquired conditions, including foreign objects retained, air embolisms, and falls and trauma, 5 healthcare-associated infections, including CLABSI, CODI, surgical site infections following colon surgery, MRSA, and C. diff, and then 7 patient safety indicators, including pressure ulcer rate, death rate among surgical inpatients with serious treatable complications, iatrogenic pneumothorax rate, postoperative respiratory failure rate, perioperative PE DVT rate, postoperative wound dehiscence rate, and unrecognized abdominopelvic accidental puncture or laceration. These are the same 15 outcome measures that were used in the fall 2018 hospital safety grade. So while there's been no updates to the measures themselves, there are some updates to the data that we'll talk about. So for some of these measures, we're using a more recent reporting period than we used in the fall. So for the LeapFrog hospital survey measures, let's talk a little bit about reporting periods and what's been updated. The 2018 LeapFrog hospital survey includes several reporting periods. Because the data snapshot date was February 28th, to account for the delay in the update to the December CMS hospital compare, the reporting periods for the LeapFrog hospital survey measures will be displayed as follows. For the process and structural measures, such as CPOE, BCMA, ICU physician staffing, and the five NQF safe practices, the reporting period will be displayed as 2018. For CLABSI, CODI, MRSA, C. diff, and SSI colon, these are the five healthcare-associated infection measures, the reporting period will be displayed as July 1st, 2017 to June 30th, 2018. So this is an update from the data that was used in the fall 2018 hospital safety grade. So for those hospitals that reported to the LeapFrog hospital survey, your infection data has been updated from the fall. That's an automatic update that LeapFrog does every year on September 1st for all hospitals that join our NHSN group and submit Section 7 of the LeapFrog hospital survey. For hospitals that didn't submit a LeapFrog hospital survey, we will be using some AHA data, either from the annual survey for ICU physician staffing or the IT supplement for BCMA and CPOE. The reporting period for the 2017 AHA annual survey is displayed as 2017. So this, again, is only used for ICU physician staffing for those hospitals that didn't submit a 2018 LeapFrog hospital survey. The ICU physician staffing data from AHA has been updated since the fall grade. We get a new file from them every January. The reporting period for the 2017 AHA annual survey IT supplement will be displayed as 2018. And again, this is only used for CPOE and BCMA for those hospitals that didn't submit a LeapFrog hospital survey. The IT supplement data for BCMA and CPOE has not been updated from the fall 2018 safety grade. We actually only get an updated IT supplement file from AHA every May. So we always use that data twice, once in the fall and then again in the spring. For hospitals in Maryland, your MHCC data for both the HAC measures and the PSI measures has not been updated since the fall. So that reporting period remains the same, 10-1-2015 to 6-30-2017. The same is true for those hospitals where we're using CMS data for those same measures. So the reporting period for those three HAC measures and seven PSI measures for hospitals where CMS is the data source is exactly the same as it was in the fall, 10-1-2015 to 6-30-2017. As all of you know, CMS only updates those claims-based measures once a year in July, and so we'll expect updates this summer, and we'll use those in the fall 2019 hospital safety grade. Some additional notes about the CMS measures. The reporting period for all five of the patient experience measures will be displayed as 4-1-2017 to 3-31-2018. This is an update from the fall, and this is what we were waiting for. So one of the reasons, again, that snapshot date was delayed to February 28th is so we could get these updated patient experience measures. So this is an updated reporting period from the fall, and it reflects the most recent data available from CMS. And the same is true for the infection measures. As a reminder, we only use CMS data for the five infection measures if your hospital either didn't join LeapFrog's group or didn't submit Section 7 of the LeapFrog Hospital Survey. The reason that CMS is a secondary data source for these infection measures is because the LeapFrog data is always more current. So you'll see that if your hospital didn't submit a LeapFrog Hospital Survey, or didn't join our group, and we're using CMS for these five infection measures, the reporting period is going to be April 1st, 2017 to March 31st, 2018. So it's about a quarter behind the LeapFrog data. On the next two slides, we've just summarized measures that have been updated since the fall 2018. So for CPOE, for any hospital that submitted or resubmitted Section 2 of the LeapFrog Hospital Survey after August 31st, you'll see those updated CPOE results here. For hospitals using that AHA IT supplement data, it's not been updated since the fall, and we don't get that updated data until May 2019. ICU physician staffing, for hospitals that submitted or resubmitted the survey after August 31st, and also for hospitals whose data comes from AHA, we actually did get updated ICU physician staffing data from AHA in January of this year, and that's reflected in your spring safety grade. The 5NQF safe practices have only been updated for hospitals that submitted for the first time or resubmitted after August 31st. If your hospital submitted your survey back in June 2018 and didn't submit any updates, it's those same data that we're carrying forward one more time. And then lastly, the 5 patient experience domains have been updated for all hospitals with that most recent CMS data that just got published last month. On the outcome measure side, fewer updates. So no updates to the HACCS or PSIs for any hospital. We do have updates to the 5 healthcare-associated infection measures, though, for all hospitals. Both the LeapFrog infection data and the CMS data has been updated. So now let's talk a little bit about the scoring overview. So as a reminder, the scoring methodology hasn't changed since June 2012. We've been using the same methodology, but it's good to do a review of it each round. So first, as a reminder, the 2 measure domains are each weighted at 50%. So to date, both process and structural measures and outcome measures have been weighted the same. There's 3 criteria for weighting individual measures: strength of evidence, opportunity, and impact. Each measure can receive a strength of evidence rating of a 1 or a 2, and the rating typically comes from the NQF endorsement material. Each measure can obtain an opportunity rating of a 1, 2, or 3, and this is actually based on the coefficient of variation for each individual round of the safety grade. And so if you see very minor changes to the weights over time, it's typically due to this opportunity rating changing from round to round. And lastly, each measure can obtain an impact rating of a 1, 2, or 3, and that's based on 2 criteria. The first is the number of patients possibly affected by the event. As a reminder, we reserve 0 for very, very rare events, such as air embolism. Most other measures have an impact rating that looks at the possible number of patients, and they're given either a 1, 2, or 3. We also look at the severity of harm to patients, and there each measure can obtain, again, a 1, 2, or 3. And this is to differentiate between the process measures and the outcome measures. We combine those 2 pieces of information for an overall impact rating of a 1, 2, or 3. And I'll show you where you can find this information, both in the methodology document and in the calculator that we make available on the Safety Grade Review website. The final measure weight is calculated by multiplying the opportunity rating of a 1, 2, or 3 by the impact rating of a 1, 2, or 3. Then we add the evidence rating, which can either be a 1 or a 2. To score each individual measure, once we determine the measure's weight, we use a Z-score methodology. This allows us to standardize data from different measures that are publicly reported out on different scales. A Z-score counts how many standard deviations a hospital's score on a measure is away from the mean. In using a Z-score methodology, the mean is always set to 0, so that means that a negative Z-score means that your hospital's performance on the measure was worse than the mean. A positive Z-score means that your hospital's performance on the measure was better than the mean or better than average. You can see the Z-score for each individual measure by completing the calculator, and I'm going to show you a screenshot of that in just a minute. To calculate the Z-score from the raw measure scores for the process and structural measures, you'll take your hospital score, subtract the mean, and divide by a standard deviation. For the outcome measures, we flip the calculation, and again, this is so when you're looking at your Z-scores, you can understand that whether it's a process or a structural measure, or an outcomes measure, a negative Z score always means worse than average, right? And so for the outcome measures where a lower score is better, this helps ensure that you can get that calculation correctly. So for the outcome measures, you'll take the mean on the measure, subtract the raw measure score, and divide by the standard deviation. All of these intermediate values you need for both the measure weights and the Z-scores are all published both in the methodology document and in the safety grade calculator. The overall numerical score is calculated by summing each Z-score multiplied by each individual measure weight. If a measure has missing data, so you're missing a score for the measure, either due to something you didn't report on, or maybe a small denominator, or some other reason that CMS didn't publish a measure score for your hospital, the weight for that measure is reapportioned to other measures within the same domain. And you can see this again when you complete the safety grade calculator. We add 3 to the final overall numerical score to avoid confusion with hospitals interpreting negative patient safety scores. Now let's talk a little bit about the courtesy data review period. Everyone was notified that the data review period this spring will be from March 7th to March 25th. So we're only a few days in. We already have over 40% of the hospitals who have completed this process, and we have all the way until March 25th. You can access the Safety Grade Review website at www.hospitalsafetygrade.org/data-review. We'll be sending out these slides and posting the recording on the Safety Grade website following this presentation. You can find all the information there as well. When you log into the Safety Grade Review website, you'll need that username and password that we either emailed to you or sent to your CEO via mail. If you don't have your username and password yet, then you will need to contact the help desk and provide them with your hospital's full name, address, and CMS certification number. They can then email you the username and password you need to access the website. By accessing this website, you'll be able to provide us with up-to-date contact information so you don't miss any important announcements. You'll be able to let us know if we need to update your hospital's name, address, or CMS certification number, which we use to match up all of your CMS data. You'll be able to review the source data that we've used to calculate your hospital's numerical score and validate that we recorded the correct information. We have detailed review instructions that you should review before you begin the process. You'll also be able to download a copy of the calculator and the scoring methodology and review your hospital's preliminary numerical score. As a reminder, letter grade cut points are not determined until the safety grade review period has closed on March 25th. We'll make those available to you when we open the 2-week letter grade embargo period, which will be sometime at the end of April. The first page of the Safety Grade Review website, once you log in with your username and password, allows you to confirm your hospital's name and address. We also need you to confirm your hospital's CMS certification number. We realize that these numbers do change over time and that we make our best effort to keep on top of these updates. If your CCN isn't correct when you log in, please contact the help desk immediately because it means that all of the data that we've brought in from CMS is likely also not correct. It's important that you provide us with up-to-date current information for your CEO and a contact so you can make sure that you get the notifications when the letter grade embargo has opened. Once you've completed the contact information, you can move on to the hospital source data page. The hospital source data page includes a lot of important information, including review instructions, the Spring 2019 calculator, and the scoring methodology. The source data page also includes a detailed table that lists each of the 28 measures, the data source for each of the measures, and these are hyperlinks that will take you directly to the public report where we've obtained the measure score for that measure for that reporting period. And we need you to complete yes or no for each of these measures. You actually can't move on to the next page until you complete the radio buttons, the yes-no radio buttons. Again, if you download the review instructions first, you should be able to complete this process fairly quickly. So what if a measure score doesn't match the public report? So if you followed the review instructions, you've used the links that we make available directly from the source data table, and that is very important. We've already gotten a few help desk tickets from hospitals that have not used our direct links. They're going to other websites and finding that the data doesn't match, and it's not going to. So if you go to a different source or a source from a different reporting period, it's definitely not going to match what we use here. So in order to make sure that this process is efficient for you, please do use the direct links from this page. But ensuring that everything matches, we do ask you to double-check the following information. First is the data source. The data source listed on the Safety Grade Review website in this column here is the data source that we use to calculate your hospital safety grade. So when you're referring or verifying that information, you need to be sure that you're looking at the correct data source. For example, if the LeapFrog Hospital Survey is listed as the data source for the healthcare associated infection measures, and you go to the CMS website to verify your healthcare associated infection data, you will find that the measure scores do not match, and that's because it's not the data that we use. As I just explained a few slides ago, the reporting period we're using is very different. So please make sure you're using the correct data source. So if LeapFrog is the source, do not go to the CMS website to verify your measure score. The second thing is you need to make sure you're looking at the correct measure. Particularly if you're looking on the CMS website, it is a little bit difficult because of the format of the data display to make sure that you're looking at the correct measure. So for example, when you're looking at the patient experience measures, you need to make sure that you're looking at the linear mean score. There are many other types of scores, including a top box score, available for each of those patient safety domains. LeapFrog does not use the top box score to calculate the hospital safety grade. We use the linear mean score. So you need to make sure that you're looking at the correct measure and the correct value for that measure. And then the last thing is the reporting period. By this point, you probably already have access to your preview reports for the April update to Hospital Compare. That data is not public yet, and so LeapFrog's not using it in the spring hospital safety grade. So when doing the review period, you want to make sure that you're looking at the right reporting period for each of the measures and not looking for a more recent reporting period for a data set that hasn't been published yet that LeapFrog can't use. If you find an issue, the help desk will need to know which measure and score you're inquiring about. We also need a copy of the public report, a screenshot's fine, that shows a different score for the same measure in the same reporting period that we have listed. As a reminder, LeapFrog does trim extreme values at the 99th percentile. So if you're looking at what we have published for your hospital for a measure score and you say, well, this is less than what the public report says, please check the 99th percentiles that we published in the scoring methodology and in the review instructions to see if we've trimmed your measure score back to the 99th percentile. So these are all important steps to follow before contacting the help desk about a measure discrepancy. Next, when you go to the hospital safety grade calculator, you will be able to go to the hospital safety grade website. You will be able to review the hospital safety grade calculator. The calculator is a great tool for hospitals that want to see the details behind their hospital safety grade calculations. You can enter in each of your hospital's raw measure scores into the column highlighted in yellow. And you will see the Z-score calculated for you, and you will also see the measure weight. If you have any missing data, you will also be able to see how the individual measure weights were redistributed based on having a missing measure score. As a reminder, the measures, the hospital safety grade calculator will not include a letter grade until the 2-week letter grade embargo period, which will open towards the end of April. On the last page of the Safety Grade Review website, you'll be able to preview your numerical score. This is preliminary. We expect changes during the data review period, including finding out that hospitals have closed. Some hospitals have become critical access hospitals, and therefore they won't be getting a safety grade this spring. And if their data was used to calculate the means and standard deviations for any of the measures, that is going to change when we remove them from the database. So this is a preliminary safety grade only. And again, that will be finalized and updated during the 2-week letter grade embargo period. Next, I want to talk a little bit about public reporting. As a reminder, the Safety Grade has its own website, www.hospitalsafetygrade.org. When you go to that website, you can find lots of information under the For Hospitals section up here. In addition, you can search for your hospital's Fall 2018 grade, and we do advise you to print a copy of that grade now for your records before it gets updated. You can print for your hospital by hospital name, city, or state. When you do that, you'll get a map, and you can actually see the grades for all the hospitals in your region. There's lots of details that we make available. Again, this is all from Fall 2018 and will not be updated until May with the spring grades. But it's a good idea to print this information now from the fall so you have a copy. On the Safety Grade Review website, once you search for a hospital, you'll be able to see their most recent grades, and you can click a link to see their past grades. You can also click a link to the obtain a detailed table view, which is much easier for printing and something that we would advise hospitals to do. Each of the 28 measures is divided up into one of five categories: infections, problems with surgery, practices to prevent errors, safety problems, or doctors, nurses, and hospital staff. For each of the individual measures within each of the five categories, we display a hospital's performance on the measure using these easy-to-read gas gauges. The gas gauge icons indicate whether or not a hospital's performance on the measure is above average, which would show in the green, average, which shows in the yellow, or below average, which would show in the red. In addition, you can click on individual measures to get much more detail about the measure and see how your hospital score compares to the best hospital, average hospital score, and worst hospital score. You can also get a link to all of the reporting period. I want to go back a couple screenshots to show you that detailed table view I was talking about. Again, this is a much easier way for you to print all of your information from the fall and save it for your records. Now just a review of some important dates. February 28th was the data snapshot date. This was delayed from January 31st to allow us to obtain the most recent CMS data. For hospitals that submitted a LeapFrog hospital survey by December 31st, we emailed your hospital CEO and primary survey contact the username and password for the data for the hospital safety grade review period on March 7th. If your hospital didn't submit a LeapFrog hospital survey, we mailed a letter to your hospital CEO around that same time. Both the email and the letters include the exact same information, some background on the safety grade, the dates of the review period, and a username and password. The courtesy safety grade review period will close on March 25th. The two-week letter grade embargo period will open at the end of April, and that's the first time that the letter grade cut points will be available. In mid-May, the letter grades will be published at hospitalsafetygrade.org, and so you have until then to print for your own records a copy of that fall 2018 data. And more information is available at this link. And again, we'll be distributing these slides along with the recording. If you have any questions or are able to ask your question on today's call, you can submit it to our help desk at leapfroghelpdesk.zendesk.com. Or visit the Hospital Safety Grade website, where there's a link at the bottom of the page. I'll now ask the operator to come on the line and give instructions so we can open the question and answer portion of today's webinar. Thank you so much.
Thank you, ma'am. And if you'd like to ask a question over the phones today, you can do so by pressing star 1 on your telephone keypad at this time. If you're using a speakerphone, please make sure your mute function is turned off to allow your signal to reach our equipment. A voice prompt on your phone line will indicate when your line is open, and please do state your name before posing your question. Again, that is star 1 if you'd like to ask a question at this time. We'll pause for just a moment to allow everyone the chance to signal. All right, again, that's star 1 to ask a question. We'll go to our first caller. Please go ahead. Your line is open.
Hi, my name is Kristen Smith. I'm calling from Jean's Hospital in Philadelphia.
I'm sorry, can you hear me?
I can't.
I apologize. I just wanted to know when the explanation of safety grades will be released.
Yep, so as I mentioned, they're not available until the two-week letter grade embargo period, which will open the end of April.
Okay, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
All right, we'll go to our next caller. Please go ahead. Your line is open.
Hi, this is Tony Gonzalez from Adventist Health Central Valley Network. Real quick question, how do we verify the NSHN data that is pulled into the survey? I verified all my other sections, but when I click on that, it just takes you right back to the survey.
So it should, there should be a link when you log into the survey dashboard that will take you to the LeapFrog Hospital Survey Details page. And that's where your standardized infection ratios for each of the five infections is published. We updated those NHSN data, like I said, using the most recent reporting period. The last data pull was December 31st, so those data have been public for some time.
Okay, I just wanted to make sure.
Yep.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Great question.
All right, we'll go to our next caller. Please go ahead. Your line is open.
Yes, good morning.
Good morning.
My name is Stacy, calling from Enloe. I feel like I followed the instructions, and I was able to validate all of my measure scores,
okay,
except for three, and that is why I'm raising a question.
Sure.
The computerized physician order entry, I didn't get a numerical score. I got a word score.
Yep. So what you'll do is if you look in the safety grade scoring methodology document on the page where we talk about the CPOE measure, you'll see a table that indicates for each of the LeapFrog Hospital Survey performance categories how many points you earn.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome.
Additionally, I also received for the BCMA, I have the same number, but it's listed as a percentage, but in the hospital source data, it's not listed as a percentage, just a numerical score.
Yep, so that's the same thing. If you look in that safety grade methodology document, you'll see that for the BCMA measure, just like the CPOE measure, there's a table that shows you, for example, for fully meets the standard, it'll say you earn 100 points.
Very good. Okay, thank you.
Yes, no problem. That's a great question.
Thank you so much.
All right.
That's my last question.
Okay.
Thank you, ma'am. Once again, that is star one if you'd like to ask a question. We'll go to our next caller. Please go ahead. Your line is open.
Hi. My name is Srini. I'm calling here from DHR Health here in Edinburgh, Texas.
Hi.
Hi. A couple of questions. First question. So on the calculator, we had a score. So on that, like, you know, should we compare with last year's on how the score correlates with the grade, or would that change, or what's the methodology on that?
Can you repeat your question? I want to make sure I understand what you're
on the
asking.
Score calculator, once we put in all the information, we get, like, a numerical score at the end, right, like, you know, 2.9 or 3.5 or 3.1?
Yeah.
So is it the same correlation like last time with the grading for the safety grade, or that would change, or how?
So as I mentioned, we do not look at the distribution of numerical scores to determine cut points until after the safety grade review period is closed on March 25th.
Okay.
So the first time that those letter grade cut points will be available is during the two-week letter grade embargo period. At that time, this calculator will be updated and reposted on the website, and you'll be able to see that letter grade. So certainly, preliminary comparison, but the cut points won't be published until the end of April.
Right. So it should be somewhat, my question was, I was comparing with last year's, like, the score correlating with the grade, but that changes, right? So basically.
We won't know if it's going to change or not from the fall until the safety grade review period closes. So we look at the final distribution of numerical scores after March 25th.
Right.
So
the
may not change. Yep, go ahead.
Right, okay. On the CMS data, like the we're looking at the information from the CMS compare it. When I was looking at it, it shows the data from 2015 to 2017 for the PSI measures. But on the presentation mentioned, like, and it was like last year from 2017 to 2018. So,
And
for the PSI measures.
The reporting period on the CMS website for the patient safety indicators is not correct. We've alerted them to this error. If you go to the CMS Hospital Compare website and look under the reporting periods there, you'll see that it is correct. So we have it correct. The CMS is aware that the data.medicare.gov website is incorrect, and they are working to update it. They've assured us. But it is
so same thing with
2017. So it's
right.
It is,
so it should be between 2017 to 2018, right on the bottom.
For which measures?
For the PSI.
The PSIs will be October 1st, 2015 to June 30th, 2017.
Okay. For classic and colleagues, it's some.
Yeah, that's where we have some 2018 data and also the patient experience.
Okay, got it. That's all. Thank you.
You're welcome. But for those of you that were trying to verify your PSIs, if you're wondering what's wrong with the reporting periods, like I said, we have alerted CMS that there's a little bug with their website, and they are working to fix it. But we have the correct reporting periods in the methodology document, and our data is correct.
All right, we'll go to our next caller. Please go ahead. Your line is open.
Hello, this is Betsy Rulo calling from Lawrence General Hospital. I'm wondering why you can't save for later. I know it's a relatively quick process, but invariably I get interrupted and then I can't save it for later and I have to go back in and re-enter.
Oh, on the data, on, hold on.
You do
on
the data review.
Okay,
yeah.
So when you start this, it doesn't save it?
No,
if you
unless I'm missing something. I'll be halfway through and then I have to go off to a meeting or something like that. And there doesn't seem to be a way to save it midstream to come back to it.
I will find out, and we will look into that.
Thank you.
That's a great question. Thank you. If you submit a ticket to the help desk, I'll go ahead and mark that as pending while I reach out to our website developers. And then I can send you some more information in writing. So if that's not something, if it's not how the website operates today, it's certainly something we can work on for spring, for fall 2019. So thank you for bringing that to our attention.
Okay, thank you.
All right, we'll go to our next caller. Please go ahead. Your line is open.
And this is Lori Davidson from United Health Services of New York. Back to the NHSN data, when you validate it, our data on our snapshot for the hospital matches the source data validation. However, the report we pull from NHSN does not match that. So how would we go about correcting that error?
So that's not an error. So the way that NHSN works is it actually updates your standardized infection ratio in real time. So if you make any updates whatsoever to either your surveillance data or your NHSN annual survey, that will be reflected on the day that you pull your report. So as a reminder, LeapFrog pulled the NHSN data for the LeapFrog Hospital Survey on December 21st. If you didn't pull a report on December 21st and you pulled it today, say March 11th, the standardized infection ratios are not going to match because you've likely already updated your 2018 NHSN annual survey. And there's information on that 2018 annual survey that's used to calculate the standardized infection ratios, which would not have been there when we pulled the data in December. That's why
so
we do advise
pulled our data. We did pull our data in December on December 20th.
Okay.
And we pulled it again yesterday, and they are exactly the same from December 20th to yesterday. So if you pulled it between that time frame, I guess I'm a little confused why that would be different.
Yep. So do me a favor and submit a ticket, put attention Missy, and attach the PDF version of those reports, and I can take a look for you today.
Okay. And you said it was December 21st you pulled it?
Correct.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. Yep, I'm happy to look into that for you.
Okay, we'll take another question. Caller, please go ahead. Your line is open.
Hi, good afternoon. This is Kelly Faulkner with Christus Health. I'm interested if LeapFrog will have any comments regarding CMS's change with the hospital survey on patient safety culture no longer being required as part of the benchmark reference in the National Safety Culture Survey section.
Yeah, so we'll be reviewing those CMS proposed changes shortly. As you know, LeapFrog is committed to measuring hospitals' implementation of culture of safety surveys. We think it's incredibly important. The literature that's come out in the past 5 years actually only strengthens that case. The culture of safety is extremely important and a predictor of other kinds of patient safety outcomes. So we haven't finished our review of those proposed changes yet, but I do imagine we'll be submitting some comments because in the past we've been very supportive of CMS, including that in its reporting and payment programs.
Thank you, Missy. Any direction for hospitals now as we move away from possibly using the ARC benchmarking to other tools that may be newcomers in the market as far as how we might submit that data?
Absolutely. So LeapFrog has never prescribed a specific survey that hospitals need to use to fulfill Safe Practice 2. There's actually several national surveys that you can use, and we've published some guidelines that include alternatives to the ARC survey that are equally valid, reliable, tested, and rigorous. If you submit a ticket to the help desk, I can actually send you that document, which includes those examples of other surveys.
Okay. Any guidance on newcomers to the market that may not be part of that existing national validated benchmarking? So specifically, we're looking at an organization called Glint for associate satisfaction that has some more machine learning technology that we think would be quite useful in driving patient safety culture forward, but not clear about the benchmark component and how LeapFrog would assess that.
Yeah. So what we've done is for hospitals that may want to use, for example, something brand new to market, this is actually a great example. What the expert panel has done is put together a series of guidelines with some requirements for testing for reliability and validity. And what we've done in the past is we've worked with vendors of these new survey instruments to put them through the testing process. The expert panel reviews the testing results and determines whether or not the survey can be used to satisfy the requirements for Safe Practice 2. So if you have a new vendor that you're interested in working with, if you connect us to that vendor, we'll be happy to share our testing requirements with them. They can submit the testing results directly to us, and our expert panel will review that.
Perfect. That's exactly what I was looking for. Thank you.
You're welcome. That's a great question.
One more time, it is star one to ask a question. We'll go to our next caller. Please go ahead. Your line is open.
Hello?
Hi.
I missed part of the earlier presentation. Is there any way to see that in the slides or something after this is closed?
Yes, we're going to make a recording and the presentation available to everyone. We'll send you an email when it's ready. Absolutely.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Go to another caller. Please go ahead. Your line is open.
Hi, Joe McDaniel from ChristianaCare.
Hey, Joe.
Just have a follow-up on the healthcare-acquired infection information. When we tried to verify that through our infection prevention folks, they ran the information through the NISN database. Everything, you know, came out as it was shown by LeapFrog.
Okay.
However, one of the measures, the MRSA data, was different. And, you know, when they ran the reports, they used the database of NISN's database, ran the reports with the appropriate time frames. And as I said, you know, all of them were correct except for one, and it just happened to be at both hospitals the MRSA numbers were off. So we have a query out to NISN to try to explain how that would happen. But
okay.
Just wondering if you had any
For those MRSA, and I think also for the C. diff model, but don't quote me on that because I don't have the documentation in front of me. To calculate the standardized infection ratio, it uses like hospital demographic information that you submit through that annual survey. So if any of that information has been updated with the most recent NHSN annual survey, again, which I think became available in January and was due sometime this month, That's what's going to cause those that's what's going to cause those updates. Every time you run those reports in NHSN, it's running it in real time based on whatever annual survey data is on file of the minute. So we would have used that 2017 annual survey data in December, and when you ran it today, it would have used that 2018 annual survey data. And there are some things on that annual survey, some possible demographic information like average length of stay, that does change from year to year. And so when you run the report today versus December, it is going to be slightly different. Not all of the SIR infection models use all of the same demographic data. So, for example, CLABSI and CODI, they don't use the average length of stay. But I believe the MRSA does. And so that's likely it. But NHSN, I'm sure, will explain that to you as well. But it's likely some combination of those factors being updated.
What about, like, SSI colon? Do they use length of stay data?
No, but SSI colon uses the number of procedures. I believe... So that also may have something to do with that annual survey data. But, again, if you want to go ahead and send those NHSN reports to the help desk, if NHSN can't answer a question, we'd be happy to look into it.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Take our next question. Caller, please go ahead. Your line is open. Caller, your line is open. You may be on mute.
Hi, this is Cassie calling from, I'm from Delta Regional in Greenville, Mississippi. You already answered one of the questions about the recording being available to us if we missed, you know, part of this presentation. But the other question, I want to just basically make sure I got an understanding of this. There is a possibility that our spring letter grade may change, or safety grade will change, even if we didn't submit, you know, make any changes or redo CPOE, even if we don't resubmit any information, the changes will be based off of the data that has been pulled from, like, NHSN or whatever, right?
Correct. So even if you didn't make any changes to your LeapFrog hospital survey, it's likely your numerical score is going to be slightly different because we've updated the inspection and we've updated those CMS patient experience measures as well.
Okay.
Right? So a minimum of two sets of measures get updated, the patient experience and the infections. And
okay.
So a numerical change doesn't necessarily mean a grade change. Again, we don't know that yet. But the, the numerical score will likely be different.
Okay, got you. Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right, we'll go to another caller. Please go ahead. Your line is open.
Hey, Missy. This is Charlotte in Memphis.
Hey, Charlotte.
I got a question. The hospital safety grade calculator, I downloaded that when I went in to look at our data. And all six of our hospitals want to be on the same worksheet. So I'm trying to cut paste and put the hospital calculator in five different worksheets. But it won't let me cut and paste. Is there a password or is it protected?
It's protected so that the formulas can't get messed up, Charlotte. But if you send me a help desk ticket, I'll have one of our help desk coordinators create a worksheet with you with a calculator on each of the five or six tabs. Just let me know how many you need.
Oh, thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Yeah, that's no problem at all. We'll do that today.
Thank you.
Take another question. Caller, please go ahead. Your line is open.
Hi, this is Darlene from Kaiser Permanente.
Hi, Darlene.
Hi. It's based on, I know the other gentleman had talked about the MRSA, and
yeah,
you discussed why there could be a difference. So there was a slight difference in mine. What do I need to do? I mean, I checked no as far for the answer if the measure matches.
Okay.
So I selected no on that and submitted it. But is there another step? Do I have to provide you the NHSN reports?
No, I mean, you can, but we're likely not going to make an update. So we pulled the data on December 21st. You've been able to view those results on the LeapFrog Hospital Survey Results website since January. And that's the data that we're using. So if it doesn't match what's on NHSN now, it doesn't mean that we're going to make a change.
Okay.
If you feel that if you pulled your report on December 21st and we pulled our report on December 21st and for some reason that's not matching, then let us know because maybe something weird's going on. But otherwise, if you pull a report today from NHSN, that's why we tell hospitals in the instructions, pull the reports the same day that we do, because we know that they change after the fact.
Right, and that's what was done is it was ran through the NHSN and it used the CMS reporting and that same time frame that is shown on your website. But it still was, there was a slight difference. But you said it's because of the average length of stay and the different time, I guess?
Well, it's likely, no, yeah, it's likely due to updates that you made in your NHSN annual survey.
Mm-hmm.
So if you go ahead and submit a help desk ticket, I can send you a detailed methodology document that the CDC makes available so you can see what elements of the annual survey are used for each of the infection SIRS.
Mm-hmm.
And that will
so I guess
maybe different.
Okay, so I guess my question is, so if whatever is shown on here on the validation, the hospital source data, that's what's going to be used. Is that what you're saying?
If it matches what's on the LeapFrog Hospital Survey Results website. So if you just to go back to the screenshot, so for each of the measures on the Safety Grade Review website, we have a hyperlink to where we got the information from.
Right.
Right. So
oh, right.
If you go
right
to
uh-huh.
LeapFrog, if you go to your LeapFrog Hospital Survey Results and your CLABSI SIR on that website is 0.123, and on this website
that was,
for CLABSI showing 0.123, then
okay.
That's what we're using.
That was
if
another thing.
Go,
so when I clicked on the on that link, it goes the page that opens up. It says to log into the survey, please provide your hospital 16-digit security code.
So you can view your hospital details page. If you go through the instructions document, those step-by-step instructions are right there. So you'll log into the survey dashboard, click the button that says hospital details, and you'll be able to see your score for every measure along with a reporting period from the LeapFrog Hospital Survey.
Okay. I guess I just what I need to do, though, is get that 16-digit security code that I don't know. And I see there is a link there that says if you don't have it. I mean, I've got...
You can also, if you don't, if that's the only thing that's stopping you from completing this process, you can view your information on our public website as well. The details page makes it a little faster because everything's in one table. It looks a lot like this. Can you still see my screen or did it pause?
It's black with this little square in the middle, a green.
Yeah, let me see if I can. Let me know if you can see it now.
Now I can see it.
Okay. So you can just search for your hospital on our public page by going to this Compare Hospitals, and you can see those same data there. You just have to click into each box. So once you find your hospital, you can click More Details. Then all the infections are here. When you click on that little I, the standardized infection ratio.
Oh, okay, right, right.
The reason we tell hospitals to use the detail page is so you don't have to click into each individual measure. You can just see it all in a in one easy table. But the same information, again, has been published here.
Okay. I'll check that because, like I said, everything was the same except for the MRSA.
Okay.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Go to our next caller. Please go ahead. Your line is open.
Hi. Can you hear me?
I can.
Hi, this is Lei from Jefferson Northeast. I missed the first 15 minutes of the presentation, so maybe you already answered this question. But the question is, will the PSI measures be different from fall 2018 score?
No, the PSI measures have not been updated. CMS only updates those measures once a year in July, so we won't have updated PSIs until July 2019.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Go to our next caller. Please go ahead. Your line is open.
It's Joe again, Christiana Care. Sorry, I just want to clarify something again. So if I wanted to, let's say I'm making a run chart, and I want to review for every calendar year my infection rates through NISN, there is a way for me to go into NISN, pull those dates, and get those infection rates, is there not? I mean, you're saying that whatever data I pull now is not going to be what I put in there as the date range that I was looking at. There are different rules now, so it doesn't make sense to me.
Not the number of infections or the number of line days or the number of patient days, but the actual standardized infection ratio could be slightly different if you've made updates to your NHSN annual survey for those factors that are used in calculating the standardized infection ratio. That is the case, and NHSN has some documentation on their website that explains this. So as you know, the standardized infection ratios are calculated using a bunch of different factors. It's not a straight rate, right? It's not a numerator and denominator. It's observed to expected. The expected is calculated.
I understand, but can I go back historically and find out what the expected was and what the actual was for a given range that I choose?
If you go back and choose a different date range, the expected number of infections in the SIR will represent whatever is in your most recent NHSN annual report. It will be calculated in real time. We've had this issue come up several times now with different hospitals, and that's the way the NHSN has explained it to us. You can certainly reach out to their help desk and see if you can get additional information, but that's what's been explained to us.
Okay, yeah, it just doesn't... Until they can give us the information, it kind of doesn't make sense to me, but hopefully it will when they provide it. Thank you.
You're welcome. I'm going to ask the operator if he can give instructions again. There's a couple folks in the online chat that are saying they can't get into the queue to ask a question.
Sure, yeah. Once again, that is star one if you'd like to ask a question. Please make sure your mute function is turned off so that your signal can reach our equipment. Do you have a few questions lining up now, so we'll go to our next caller. Please go ahead. Your line is open.
This is Diane from Texas. Is there a minimum number on the SIR to show a grade on the LeapFrog?
So I think what you're asking is there like a minimum sample size in order to have a standardized infection ratio calculated for one of the infection measures?
I think so. We're
yeah,
a new
is.
Hospital. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So we have not gotten grades.
Okay. So for new hospitals, when you download your NHSN report, if you look in the field that says expected number of infections, and that number there is less than 1.0, in the place where you should have a standardized infection ratio, it will have like a little dot or like a little period mark. So you have to have at least one expected infection in order to have a standardized infection ratio calculated. And you'll be able to see that when you download your NHSN report.
Thank you.
Yep. And there's a lot of documentation on the NHSN website that explains each of those models and how that expected is calculated. But certainly if you submit a ticket to the help desk, we can send you a link to that document.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, we'll take another question. Caller, please go ahead. Your line is open.
Yes, this is Amy Cockrell from Crestus Good Shepherd in Longview, Texas. And I've got a question. Looking at the calculator, it appears as if the measures for SP 1, 2, 4, and 9, and 19, we have not submitted an application in several years. And in looking at the calculator, it appears as if the mean values are very close to the maximum number of points that you can get for each one of those sections. Would there be a scenario where we could potentially, if we weren't perfect in those areas or scored below the mean, that by submitting the application, we could potentially drop our grades? I know that the weightings would change, but, would that be a possibility?
So you're correct. So in that the means for the safe practice measures are very close to the maximum scores. And to give you a little bit of background as to why that is, the LeapFrog Hospital Survey has been administered nationally since 2001. So we're going on two decades, almost 20 years. One of the mainstays of that hospital survey has been these NQF endorsed safe practices. So that means that there are hospitals, many hospitals actually, hundreds of hospitals, probably over 1,000 hospitals in this country who have been doing the survey for many years, working on these safe practices for many years. And so these things are just embedded in their hospitals' existing policies and structures and are updated on an annual basis. And so that makes the mean so high, right, because these measures have been around for a long time and there are many hospitals that have been doing these things for a long time, and so they're achieving the maximum score for each one. So it will really depend on your hospital's performance on the measures. So the way that these measures are scored is that each individual element within the practice is worth the same amount of points. And there's probably 100 different scenarios on the how you could score on these things and how that would impact your safety grade. But certainly what you'd want to do is, as you're filling out the survey, we make all of our scoring algorithms available to you. So you can actually hand score your LeapFrog hospital survey, see what your point values would be for each of these safe practices, and compare them to the means based on the most recent hospital safety grade. I will say in general, the trend that we've seen is that these are things that hospitals can improve on quickly. So where, like, infections or even the patient experience measures, it may take a longer time to see improvement in the publicly reported results. For the patient safety practices or these NQF safe practices, the majority of the things are processes and protocols that your mid-level managers and your hospital leadership have a lot of control over. And so there's typically the opportunity to improve or implement these things very, very quickly, certainly within, say, a survey cycle. Right, so these aren't sort of like long-term things like, oh, geez, if we start it now, we may not have the maximum number of points for 5 years. That's not what we see. A lot of times it's something that you may actually be doing, and the extra step you need to take is just document that you're doing it. But we're happy to answer any individual questions you have about the safe practices and the scoring.
Great, perfect. Well, thank you.
Yeah, that was a great question.
All right, we'll go to our next caller. Please go ahead. Your line is open.
Hi, Missy. This is Lisa Panzarello. I was calling or wanted to ask about the document that you had referenced earlier for the culture of safety survey. Is that just the guidelines for culture of safety survey that's on the website, or is there an additional document?
It is. And what that should have in it is some examples of surveys whose testing we've reviewed and approved.
Okay. So we are actually switching.
It's called, like, SCORE. Go ahead.
So we are actually in the process of switching the way we do the survey this year. Which is going to be very different than when we did it 2 years ago. So we're probably going to kick our survey off in about May. So I'm just wondering, in timelines, or is there going to be any type of time constraints that we're going to come up against? I was looking through the survey today, you know, just to see if there was anything in there that we would, you know, maybe not be eligible for because of that.
Okay.
But from the way
so
I was reading it, it looked like as long as we're working on it and engaging our leadership, then we should be compliant.
Yeah, it's kind of going to depend for each individual safe practice because the reporting period varies slightly. So we only expect hospitals to implement a culture of safety survey every other year, right? So basically like every 24 months. And then they would use those same results to do a bunch of follow-up activities. So if you, Lisa, if you want to submit a help desk ticket, I can schedule a call with you and we can kind of go over the timing for, because I don't want to, it's really difficult without having the details of the timing to say what you're going to be able to say yes or no to. So let's do that together.
Okay, we can do that. Thank you.
Awesome. Thanks.
Go to another caller. Please go ahead. Your line is open.
Hi, good afternoon. This is Mercy Ganizak from South Miami Hospital. We have a question about when you all pull the NHSN data. Is there any way that you can provide that date so that we know to do the same?
Yep, the dates and instructions are in the hard copy of the LeapFrog Hospital Survey. Can you keep seeing my screen?
Yes.
Great. So if you go to leapfroggroup.org, and hover over Hospital Survey and Material, you'll see a horizontal drop-down menu. You're going to click on Survey and CPOE Materials. We still have the 2018 LeapFrog Hospital Survey posted. We won't update this with the 2019 survey until April 1st. You can just go right to the table of contents and click on Section 7B, and you'll see the reporting periods and the poll dates. I think it's somewhere on this page, but yes, absolutely. They're all published right here, along with the instructions on how to get the report. And if you can't find this on our website, let me know, and we'll be happy to send you the link directly to this document.
All right. Thank you so much, Ms.
You're welcome. And just so everyone knows, just because we've gotten a lot of questions, we've already gone ahead and published those 2019 dates. So when you go to the Join NHSN group, we've already let you know when we'll be pulling these for the 2019 LeapFrog Hospital Survey. So you'll see here the first one will be January 21st, the second one will be August 23rd, et cetera. And so you should pull your reports on those same dates. So we are past the time. If you had a question that you didn't get to ask, please submit it to the LeapFrog Help Desk. I'm going to put up that URL one more time so you can write it down. So if you have a question and you did not get to answer it, please go ahead and submit it to this URL, and we will respond today. Thank you so much for joining us, and have a great afternoon. Bye-bye.
That does conclude today's conference. We thank everyone again for their participation.